It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This week, communities around Wisconsin have been pummeled by threatening storms, with a handful of tornadoes touching down and flooding conditions in many counties in northeast and southeast Wisconsin. Governor Evers declared a state of emergency yesterday.
In just a bit, we'll go to northeastern Wisconsin, where multiple communities have seen evacuation orders because of rising floodwaters, and more rain is expected into the weekend.
First, we check in on the southeastern part of the state with Evan Casey, WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. Evan, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's start with one of those tornadoes we mentioned. You were covering one in Lisbon. What do we know?
Yeah, so the National Weather Service confirmed it was an EF2 tornado that hit the village of Lisbon. That's in Waukesha County. It's a little small village really close to Sussex, Wisconsin. They said that winds reached speeds of up to 120 miles an hour. So I went yesterday morning to kind of check out some of the damage and just see what happened there. There were no reported injuries, so that's obviously great. But a lot of neighbors in the area were obviously picking up and dealing with trash and debris, and there's a lot of downed trees in the area. I did talk to the pastor of a historic church that has been around since the 1800s. The chimney actually fell and collapsed onto their roof, so they had a huge hole in their roof of the building. She was out there yesterday cleaning up, and there's obviously trees down all around her church yesterday, so they're not going to have any services there for a little while, it seems like. I did also talk with somebody from the National Weather Service. He said that there are some homes that actually were a direct hit from the tornado. Because of that, he said that either garage doors were blown off, garages, some of them were partially destroyed. Some of people's roofs actually came off either partially. It was a pretty chaotic situation yesterday morning.
And then we saw some flooding, dramatic scenes after the Brewers game last night. What are you seeing with flooding in the surrounding area there?
Yeah, the city of Milwaukee got a lot of heavy rainfall last night. I'm sure people have seen some videos in social media this morning of just flooding. Brady Street was hit really hard, a really popular street in Milwaukee. Obviously, outside of the Brewers game, the interstate, which actually was impacted last year by heavy flooding that we had, was actually closed. And there was actually some rescue crews, it looks like, who were out there rescuing drivers who were stuck in some of the water there. So, it's been a pretty chaotic few hours here in Milwaukee. It does look a little bit better this morning. I'm hearing that some of the roads have reopened, but for a few hours last night, it was pretty crazy.
In just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to the emergency manager in Brown County. Now, you and your colleague Joe Schultz have been writing up what's been going on in the state out of Gamey County, right next door to Brown County, some evacuations. What's going on there?
Yeah, so yesterday, and I believe actually later Monday as well, there were some evacuation orders in place for residents of low-lying river areas in some areas in Outagamie County. There was actually a village as well who actually evacuated all residents, and they had them evacuate by 3 o'clock yesterday. So, pretty chaotic situation there. Streets have already been closed because of flooding, obviously. So a lot of people were out there on the streets yesterday, loading up pickup trucks of sandbags. I think most people did leave, obviously, but my colleague actually talked to one guy who said he had planned to stay. So,
and now, of course, we just had, and you mentioned the flooding back last August in Milwaukee and the area. So far, how does this year's flood, this April flood, compare to that?
Yeah, so it isn't as bad as last year. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty, that was an emergency, and it was pretty bad. Actually, FEMA actually came in to deliver some help after that one. It still was pretty bad last night, but it's looking better this morning. But the thing is that we're obviously expecting more rain today and tomorrow. So, we'll see what happens. But, just with more rain expected, anything could happen.
Evan, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's WPR reporter Evan Casey filling us in on flooding conditions, in particular in southeast Wisconsin. Now we go northeast. Flooding has led to evacuations, as we just heard, in parts of Outagamie County. We've seen flooding in Green Bay and the surrounding area as well. Daniel Kane directs emergency management for Brown County. Daniel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I was watching some of the flooding news yesterday. Daniel, what are you seeing in Brown County this morning?
Yeah, here in Brown County, we're holding strong. We certainly had impacts mainly on Tuesday. Monday was kind of a heavy rain ramp-up day that got our rivers pretty high. Tuesday was really where we saw kind of the crescendo of the high water levels on the rivers and the high water table that's already in the ground, mixed with the heavy rains, which caused the flash flood that we saw Tuesday, and a lot of impacts. Things have kind of settled back in now in the rivers, which has helped a lot of that drain. Now the attention turns towards, like you said, Friday, Saturday.
Right. And I was looking at the weather, and I assume you are watching very carefully the weather, some scattered storms today and then the weekend. What are you watching out for there?
Yeah, our main concern now is, again, our rivers are going down slowly, but they're going down, which is good. We were near record flood stages in all of our rivers here in Brown County over the last couple days. And so now those have come down to a point where they can take a little bit of water. But the bigger issue is really, as mentioned earlier, think of the water system as one big, large tributary that, you know, the impact from the Wolf River now to Gamby County is kind of where it can start. That flows down into Lake Poygon, down to Lake Winnebago, Oshkosh area. And then from Lake Winnebago, it flows north up the Fox River and then eventually drains into Lake Michigan. So we're really concerned about looking at the impact that extra water from there would come down and how that impacts might the East River watershed in Brown County that flows off the Fox. That's where we saw most of our flood concerns over the week, where there's just a high, high water table right now. And any backups or any increase in water flow to the Fox and things could also negatively impact that.
As that happened earlier this week, those flash floods on Tuesday, and then now that you're watching those water levels to see what's going to happen in these coming storms, what do you do in emergency management to brace yourself and get the community ready?
Yeah, the biggest part is education, right? Hopefully it's on everybody's radar now, right? That be weather aware, know what's going on, especially if you live near one of these waterways. Flash flooding is really, I think, the main concern here at this point. That's where, again, you get that enough rain that just kind of has enough water to come in and out quickly, which if you could pick between that and riverine flooding, you'd prefer flash flooding because riverine flooding tends to hang around a lot longer, harder to get out of here. But we want people to be aware, know what's going on. We have a lot of people out there doing sandbagging operations just around key infrastructure. So on the governmental public safety side, working with our partners to make sure, do we have shelters available for folks if need be? Do we have enough equipment restocked? Do we have sandbags enough and all that kind of thing? On the private side, on the homeowner side, again, making sure folks that already experienced flooding know that it could potentially come again this weekend, be prepared. We've had some areas, again, that were roads were impassable, so they were kind of stuck in their homes for 24 hours. You know, so make sure your emergency kits are stocked. If you are going to have to shelter in place for a day or two, it's just not safe to leave your home and that sort of thing. And make sure that we saw a lot of people when roads were closed trying to drive through roads, cars getting stuck, and that creates a really big strain on public safety resources. We really need the public to adhere to those road closures and help public safety not have to overtax themselves in already dangerous situations.
Right. Can you really hammer home that message? Because I think we've all been in that situation like, well, maybe it isn't that much water and gosh, I'd have to drive a long way around. What do you want on people's minds in that situation?
Yeah, the biggest thing is, especially at night, but anytime really, it's you don't know what's under that water. We had several road washouts. And so you might be driving through a spot on the road where the road is washed out. That can, and a foot of water can carry your car away. So it doesn't take a lot of water. It takes 6 inches to move a moving person away, 12 inches to move your car. So it's not a lot of water that's needed to do that. And if the road's washed out below you, you're going for a ride and you're going to be in danger. So, you know, it's just never smart to drive through those. Those are closed for a reason. Because again, it's not safe for you. It's not safe for responders to have to come get you. And it just strains our resources. That was the biggest thing we saw Tuesday night, was just responding to the sheer number of emergency calls for people that were stranded. Sometimes it hits quick and you can't get out of it. But if you can avoid it and the roads, you see water on the road, that's why we have the turn around, don't drown message. Turn around. It's not worth it. Find another route. Don't drive through those waters.
And Daniel, as we've mentioned, some of the biggest concerns right now in your neighbors out of Gamey County, we're going to talk to someone from Shiocton who understandably had to cancel because of an emergency management meeting because of the flooding. In a situation like this, okay, Brown County, you're through, it seems for now, the worst of it. Are you coordinating resources and efforts with your neighbors?
Yeah, I've reached out to our friends out there. We know them well. They said that they're doing well, but they're going to keep monitoring it. We can offer assistance you know, as much as they need. But we're going to focus on Brown County first, make sure that everything on the home front is good. And if everything's good here, we can support, we're certainly going to look to do that.
And speaking of helping out neighbors, Daniel, people who are in or near areas experiencing flooding might think, hey, I want to volunteer. I want to get out there and help. Is that needed? What do you want people to do? How do you coordinate that kind of effort?
Yeah, volunteers are a big thing. Check with your local, if you have a local municipality, check with them to see if they're going to coordinate anything locally first. Red Cross is always looking for volunteers for shelter operations, especially when we're talking about evacuations. They need people to help run these shelters and keep people fed and have a place to stay if they don't have a place. So those would be the areas I would look to first. And then there's other nonprofits out there as well, whether it's Salvation Army, Red Cross, 211 United Way, they've got opportunities to volunteer. Team Rubicon, you know, look at those areas and see if there's an opportunity for you to help out.
And we saw mainly, I think, street flooding in Green Bay. Daniel, are there concerns about building damage, cleanup needed? Is that something that's still being assessed?
Yeah, we still have, here in Brown, we've had several roads and bridges that were just damaged or washed away. As I mentioned, we had a couple homes that collapsed due to the water, some water in basements and pockets throughout the county. So that's all being assessed now. Some of the water is starting to just now recede, so we're starting to get a better sense on how many roads, how many parks, how much infrastructure. Hopefully we'll have a better assessment on that today. But certainly I think we're going to have some ability here to try to get some disaster claims to the state because of the amount of damage we had, we'll be eligible for some reimbursement funding. So we'll be looking at doing that here in the coming days.
Daniel, best to you and your colleagues and residents there. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Daniel Kane directs emergency management for Brown County. We've been talking about historic flooding and dangerous storm damage affecting Wisconsin. We heard earlier from WPR reporter Evan Casey as well. And we want to hear from you. If you've been affected by the flooding, the tornadoes, the storm this week, let us know. Tell us your story. Share pictures if you have them. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.